Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, glowing brightly, sharing my love with you as I share my love with all the children of the world. I appear every night on the bedstand of children around the world, and my glowing light tells stories of all of the children whom I meet and enjoy all around the world. So tonight, I'm going to tell you a story. A story about a little girl who wanted to give a present to her brother. And the little girl was not very old. She was about 7. And as she was sitting in her bedroom, she was thinking to herself, "Now, I love my brother, and he's my older brother. He is 15. He's a wonderful guy. He does all sorts of things for me and makes me feel very happy and makes me feel very good. And I just want to do something nice for him. What can I do?" she asked herself. "What can I do that would make my 15-year-old brother, Tony, enjoy what I give him?" Well, now, Tony is into sports. Tony is into every possible sport you can imagine. And he's out ice skating, and he's out hockey playing, and he's out tennis playing, and he's doing all these things, and he's pretty good at it. Well, Tony also has a girlfriend. And that girlfriend is a very pretty girl, and a very gentle, nice girl, and a very friendly girl. And Tony thinks, "What a nice girl this is. What a friendly, wonderful girl this is." Well, the 7-year-old Penelope, and what a name that is, that's her name, and she doesn't mind it at all. Penelope says to herself, "I must find something for my brother that he would like. Now, I don't have any money to spend, and I have not any way to do anything, so I'll make a card from my piece of paper here on my table. And I will draw a bunny on the front, and I will put lovely words in it. Tony, have a happy birthday. I love you. Love, Penelope." And then I will fold it so it looks like a nice folded card. But I still must find a present for my wonderful brother, Tony. And she thought, and she thought, and she thought. And then the thought came to her, "I know what I can do. I can give Tony me for one day or 1 week." 1 day is enough. 1 day, that's good. "For 1 day to do whatever he wants me to do." And so it comes time for Tony's birthday. And the birthday cake is on the table, and all 15 candles are lit, and Tony takes a big breath, and he goes, "Oof!" And out go the candles. And everyone says, "Tony, you get your wish. And what's your wish, Tony?" You know, if people tell their wish, then they don't get their wish. They're supposed to keep that secret. But some people tell it. They just have the fun of it. But Tony didn't tell it. Tony didn't say a thing. He just said, "That's my secret." And so then, little by little, the presents were given to Tony. Presents from his mom and dad and the rest of the kids in the family and some neighbor children who were his friends that came over and his girlfriend. They all sat around the table, and they gave him very lovely presents. Beautiful presents of new pair of ice skates, and new soccer ball, new knee pads for playing soccer, and elbow pads. Oh, and a helmet. Lots of beautiful presents. And then it came time for Penelope. Hers was last. And Penelope went to her brother and says, "Tony, I love you." And she gave him a big kiss right on the schmucker. And Tony looked kind of embarrassed with everybody there, but not really, because that's his sister. And then she said, "Tony, here's my card." And he looked at the card, thinking that was the present, and he said, "Well, thank you very much, Penelope. You're wonderful. Thank you." And he made a big fuss over the card, not really realizing there was more to come. And then Penelope said, "Tony, I am giving you a present." And Tony said, "Oh, where is it? Where is it?" And all looked on and were ready to see this wonderful present that Penelope was going to present. And they looked and they waited. And then Penelope said, "Tony, the present is me for one day. I give you me for one day to do anything you would like me to do." And Tony looked at her puzzled and he thought, "My goodness sakes, what can I ask you to do? You're 7 years old, you know?" And Penelope says, "I'm 7 years old, but whatever you want me to do." And so Tony said, "Well, you know, Penelope, Mom has been after me and after me and after me to clean up my room. If you will clean up my room, I'll consider that a day's work. Would you like to do that for me?" "Oh, yes, Tony." Penelope was just bubbling with joy because it was something that she could do. And so Penelope, the very next day, went into Tony's room while he was out playing with his friends, and she cleaned that room. She put his clothing away. She hung his clothes away, picked up his socks, and put the things in the dirty clothes hamper. And she washed the floor, and she vacuumed the floor, and she did everything she could to make that room so nice. She straightened up everything. She even tried to wash the windows, but didn't do too good a job. But she gave her whole heart to it. And she made everything beautiful, dusting where no dust cloth had ever been. And when Tony came home, he looked at his room and he says, "Penelope, Penelope, Penelope, I love you so much. You are so wonderful. Your gift is more to me than anything I can ever say. Oh, thank you, Penelope." And Penelope just stood there and accepted the hug of her brother and the schmooch of his brother and just was returned it and hugged him. And the brother didn't want to let go. And Penelope thought, "Oh, he really loves me. He really loves me." And he didn't let go. And Penelope thought, "What is this?" And so then Penelope looked. His shirt caught on the button on her dress, and he couldn't pull himself away. He had to unhitch his shirt from the button on her dress. And Penelope laughed, and Tony laughed. And they thought, "What a lovely birthday present for my brother." Well, boys and girls, we can all give lovely gifts when we want to, but the gift of ourself, like Penelope, it was the most wonderful of all. So you think about these things, and you think how wonderful the gift is that you might give. And it isn't a matter of costing a lot of money, but it's a matter of something dear and precious to you. Oh, here comes the Sandman now. He's ready to put the pixie dust all over you. Snuggle down there under the covers. Let Mommy and Daddy in on each arm and give them a big hug and a big smooch. And then lay back. Now relax. It's time for sleepy time. The pixie dust will bring you happy dreams, happy memories, happy life. So, there it is. Good night, boys and girls. Good night. I'll see you again. This is Mr. Candle. And I say to each one of you, I love you. I love you. I love you.